A question from Chennai in South India. A lady writes, "We understand we're not supposed to commit suicide, but if suicide is in our destiny, how can we prevent it?" This destiny idea has nothing to do with Sanatana Dharma. It has to do with the Abrahamic religions, which are Christianity, Judaism, Islam. They deal in fate and destiny. You have free will. You carve your future by what you do today. And what you store in your past creates your future. Suicide is absolutely unacceptable because it's a poor investment in your future karmas, because eventually you'll come back to the same place that you tried to avoid. It may take quite a few lives. So it's never in one's destiny to commit suicide. Destiny is not a part of Sanatana Dharma. Destiny, kismet, fate are all of another religion. Cyberspace devotee in Michigan, Kanak, wonders about the nada, that's that high-pitched tone that you hear within your head when your karmas are balanced. He asks, "You advise in merging with Shiva to tune into the nada of the parampara, or the line of gurus." And he wonders, how do you know if it's your own nada or the nada of the line of gurus? The answer is very simple here, Kanak. If you are in touch with a line of gurus, it would be the nada of the line of gurus, which would be your own nada. You wouldn't have a separate one just for yourself. And everyone on the planet, as soon as they come into the nada, means that they are connected to one of the lines of gurus of one of the religions of the world. They might not know which one, but the connection is there because it's inner.